Hi, I'm Emma Dancy, and welcome to Her Many Hats podcast, where we explore how women wear many hats while serving one God. Whatever role you are fulfilling, the Lord is using you in incredible ways. Let's take some time to seek the scriptures and learn how we can best honor Christ with the hats that we wear. Hey friends, and welcome back to Her Many Hats podcast. I'm so excited that you're joining with me today to continue our study on singleness. The hat of singleness is one that many women around the world are wearing, and I believe that it is a very valuable hat to discuss first. So that's why we've kicked off our series on singleness. And so today we're going to talk about a really important focus, which is eliminating lies. I've noticed that as I meet different single women, there is a very big struggle with them in this area of the mind. This weekend, my husband and I went to an incredible wedding of some close friends, and we actually got to sit at a table that I considered to be quite an honor because we were at this table with a lot of single women who are doing amazing things for the Lord across the country. And what was really special is that we were able to relate to each other, and I was able to tell them my story, and you just get connected on a deeper level. So I'm really excited that you have joined today, and I hope that this is a blessing to you, because just as I talked with those young women who were going through their journeys of singleness and being authentic about their struggles, I want this to be a place where we can celebrate the hat of singleness, but also address some of the hardships that women who walk this path go through. So today we are going to be focusing in on the lies, because overcoming lies is one of the greatest challenges for women in general. Toss in showing up for a wedding like I just did with a minus one sitting at your table, or being alone at a coffee shop, going to a New Year's work party by yourself, and a woman might just lose her sanity. It can be an ongoing daily battle to fight and take captive the lies that pop into our head from the enemy. I know one of the most effective ways to fight the voices inside of our head is to remember that we are always susceptible. The moments that I think, oh, I won't fall into this, are the moments that I become weakened in an area. And so today, I just want us all to surrender to the Lord and pray over this topic before we get started. Father, we just thank you for the privilege and opportunity to study your word today. Would you open our minds to comprehend your scriptures? Would you show us more of who you are? Would you teach us to take captive the thoughts that come into our head that are not of you? Lord, would you purify our hearts and our minds so that we can be renewed in our identity in you? In Jesus' name, amen. A woman in history who is known for her struggle with resting in her identity in the Lord is Martha of Bethany. She battled perfectionism and busyness, both of which I would suggest were actions of a woman who believed a lot of lies about who God was and who she was made to be. Luke 10:38-42 says, "While they were traveling, he entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary, who also sat at the Lord's feet and was listening to what he had asked." Luke 10:38-42 says, "While they were traveling, he entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary, who also sat at the Lord's feet and was listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks, and she came up and asked, 'Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to serve alone? So tell her to give me a hand.' The Lord answered her, 'Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has made the right choice, and it will not be taken away from her.'" So let's start with the positive. Martha opened up her home to Jesus. She was willing to let him come in and show him the best hospitality that she could. But even though she would open up her home, Martha would not open up her heart. While her sister was sitting at the feet of Jesus, pouring her heart out to the Lord and learning from him, Martha was not called productive or even helpful. Martha was called distracted. I can picture her thoughts going in a million directions. I cannot believe Jesus is in my house. I need to make it the best for him. Ugh, there's Mary being lazy again. She's so selfish. I need to make sure the food is all done at the same time so it is all hot, and I mean hot. Oh my goodness, the bathroom is filthy. Maybe I can sneak in and scrub the toilet so that God can sit on the best possible earthly throne. Okay, in all seriousness though, she probably had a lot going on that she thought were the right intentions, but Martha was distracted. That's what lies truly accomplish in our lives. They distract us. I cannot tell you a moment when a lie in my head was found to be a good use of time. A clean house was a nice thing. A hot meal was a blessing, but Martha was missing out on the best thing. Jesus was right in front of her, and the enemy used the lies of her own insecurities to shift her focus from what really mattered. Lies do this to me and to you. A boyfriend or a husband is a good thing, but when our eyes move even slightly away from Jesus, the ideas about the gift become a distraction. I'm sure Jesus was in Martha's peripheral vision, and she was able to enjoy some of Jesus here or there, but Mary was able to enjoy all of Jesus. She had her full gaze on her Savior. It is almost as if our desire for a relationship is our home, and we welcome God to be a part of it. He comes in, sits down to hear from us and teach us, but we are so busy digging out the right outfit to impress that guy, cooking up the right flirty lines, scrubbing out everything about him from that mutual friend, and cleaning up ourselves to be marriage material. All the while, Jesus is waiting for us to come to him and rest. Rest in the fact that he is the provider in the first place. Rest in the truth that in him all things are held together. And relax in the reality that we cannot busy ourselves in our singleness to earn a husband. When we sit before the Lord, we are still enjoying the blessing of the house, but that is secondary to the confidence and the love that we have from our Savior. You might wonder how this ties into lies. The busy work is just the effect of a greater problem. Martha's concern, I would say even obsession, on the outside was a reflection of her heart on the inside. Eventually, because of the lies she was distracted by, whether it be fear of being unwanted, perfectionism, feeling unloved, she questioned Jesus. Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Is that not us? Lord, don't you care that I am the only one in my friend group who is single? God, don't you care that it is another birthday and I am still alone? Jesus, don't you care that I am outcasted by the church culture of today as a misfit? Not only that, Martha gave Jesus a command. She had a lot of guts. She said to Jesus himself, "So tell her to give me a hand." You might be thinking, wow, what nerve to talk to God that way. But how many times do we say things or think things like that? God, make him ask me out, or bring me a boyfriend by Christmas, or even make my friends understand my singleness. Even if we word things a little sweeter than that, we can still be pretty bossy to the Lord because we have sinful thoughts. Luke 10:41-42 is where Jesus responds to her, and he responds in such love. But Jesus also tells the truth, and he says, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has made the right choice, and it will not be taken away from her." Since Martha was engulfed by the lies that kept her busy and distracted, it caused her to be worried and upset. I don't know about you, but when I have been overtaken with lies about my singleness in the past, it's not only distracted me, but it really upset and worried me like Martha. I became anxious that it was never going to happen for me, which led to more lies about myself. God told Martha that one thing was necessary. There is only one cure. to our head full of lies, and that's Jesus. This may sound like a Sunday school answer, but in all seriousness, we can do everything in our power to overcome the lies that are in our minds, but the only way that we can eliminate these lies is by the gift of the Holy Spirit. Jesus is the one who takes away these lies. He can help refocus our mindsets. And I love that he said that what Mary had chosen would not be taken away from her. Mary was no different than Martha. She was still probably fighting lies of her own, but Martha's works-based effort would be taken away from her. Eventually, the meal would be eaten, the toilet would get dirty again, the dust would build back up inside of her house. However, every single spiritual deposit that we make by spending time with Jesus and seeking him will have eternal impacts that will never be taken away from us. And I find a lot of peace in that. Martha had an equal opportunity to choose Christ over her lies, although the scripture does not say. I like to imagine that Jesus was visiting again, and Mary was sitting with him as usual. But this time, Martha, as she's tempted to pick up a dish and clean it, she chooses to leave it dirty and walks over smiling at Jesus as he takes her by the hand and sits down to tell her of his love for her. It's not easy to leave a lie behind during the decision. However, after we choose to release the deception from the enemy, we discover a freedom and ease that we did not have before. Sometimes we can forget what it's like to be living in the truth. As the Bible reminds us of this truth that sets us free, I want to ask, what's distracting you right now? What's the lie that is the foundation of this distraction? And what command are you trying to give Jesus today? Sister, you are worried and upset about many things, but remember, one thing is necessary.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
So what are some of the lies that young women believe during their season of singleness? We're going to break down a few of my personal top three and find some biblical truths to remove those falsehoods that we accept as fact. So whenever a lie comes into your mind, I want to challenge you to write it down and to go seek the scriptures on answers for it. Lie number one that I found to be a large one in my experience as a single was, when you are content, God will give you a man. I cannot count the number of times that someone has said, when you are content, God will bring you a husband. Not only that, though, the lie has become so widespread that even other singles were quoting it to each other when I was a single. They were claiming it as a biblical truth. I would argue that that's far from it. Take Paul, for instance. If there was ever a more content man on this earth besides Christ, I would say Paul would be in the runnings. Philippians 4:12 says, I know both how to make do with little, and I know how to make do with a lot. In any and all circumstances, I have learned the secret of being content, whether well-fed or hungry, whether in abundance or in need. You see, Paul knew how to be content, no matter what his circumstances were. But did God bring him a wife? No. The painful answer is no. Even if Paul wanted a woman to serve with and love on this earth, the Lord chose to keep him single for reasons beyond what Paul could understand this side of heaven. So ladies, if you're believing that you're not there yet or that you have to earn your way to a man, I'm so sorry. This lie has gotten too big and it really needs to be thrown out. You are worth so much more. For some reason, the Lord has given you this time of singleness, not as a punishment, but because He has blessed you to serve Him in a way that is most effective. If you do not marry, then the Lord is going to sustain you in that. And if you do marry, it will simply be because you can serve the Lord more effectively with a man. As believers, we are called to be content. And so I pray that we are content women, not so that we can get married, but so we can enjoy the fullness of Christ during every season. The second lie that I want to cover is that you are not as valuable as a single. This one sticks out as the basis for multiple lies. It is extremely challenging living in Christian community and dealing with others' opinions of us. I know that when you're a single woman, it can be difficult. Which small group should I be placed in? What's wrong with her, they might say. Why is she not dating anyone? Assumptions by others and even our own selves can cause us to believe the lie that we are not as valuable. Then on the other hand, single women can believe that and tell themselves the lie that they don't fit in. And we as women, whether we're single or not, can distance ourselves in fear because we simply don't know how to do community with others who seem to be living in different life phases. But when we put these barriers up, we think that we are lesser than, and we wonder if they even want to hear our opinions. We question if they actually would enjoy having us around. Well, you are loved and you are valued, and God has a purpose and a plan. And you know what? Not everybody's a hand. God has different roles in the body of Christ, and we are all valuable. Lie number three, you are forgotten and unwanted. This flows into the other big lie that I found. I'm forgotten and unwanted. Whether it be forgotten by friends who have married or even feeling forgotten by God in my singleness, it can really hurt. Sometimes I would think that there was no one who wanted to be friends or that I was unloved by a man. Whenever this particular lie crept into my mind, I celebrated the name of God, El Roy. El Roy means the God who sees me. Remembering that I am fully seen by God throughout all situations gave me peace, and I knew that I was not forgotten or unwanted. It reminded me that I may be forgetting or ignoring the love and acceptance the Lord is trying to offer me. I can become so self-focused and driven by my own feelings that my peace and rest in who I am and how greatly I am loved and adored by Christ can fade into the background because of my thoughts. We all have fallen minds, but not everything that we think is beneficial or healthy. However, followers of Jesus have the Holy Spirit who can help us overcome deceptive hearts and sinful minds. The previous two common lies are typically a result of how others view us. But the third one, you are forgotten and unwanted, it stems from a lie that grows from inside out. It's rooted in our hearts and stemming from our heads. It's important that we address both the heart and the mind. 2 Corinthians 10, 3-5 says, "For although we live in the flesh, we do not wage war against the flesh, since the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but are powerful through God for the demolition of strongholds. We demolish arguments and every proud thing that is raised up against the knowledge of God, and we take every thought captive to obey Christ." Thankfully, as believers, we will never collapse into the hands of the devil. If we ever stumble, it will be into the sturdy hands of our great God. He picks us up, reminds us who He is, who we are, and then helps us to rebuild our lives by healing the areas that we allow the enemy to come in and damage. Jesus repairs and restores what has been broken. So when my heart tells me that I'm forgotten or unwanted, when I let the enemy inside my head. He might cause some damage, but I will never fully crumble because the Holy Spirit lives inside of me. And that's a lot to rest in as a woman of God. Although our hearts have wavering emotions, we can hide God's word inside of our hearts. Even though our thought lives are misleading and sinful, we have access to the helmet of salvation to allow us to overcome the attacks of the enemy because we have hope in Christ. 1 Thessalonians 5:8 says, "But since we belong to the day, let us be self-controlled and put on the armor of faith and love and a helmet of hope of salvation." Lies are one of the most common tactics that the enemy is using and will continue to use against young women. Lies are one of the most common tactics that the enemy uses to get single people down. He knows that if he can tell us the lie enough, that we might eventually believe it. As a result, we will head down a trail of mistaken identity, leading us to the land of confusion and question marks. Jeremiah 17:9 says, "The heart is more deceitful than anything else and incurable. Who can understand it?" What if instead, when we hear the voice that tells us what we know is not true, we had the guts to cry out to God and throw down the distraction? As opposed to taking us down these paths and wooing our hearts and minds from the present Savior who wants to be with us, we could sit at his feet like Mary. We could learn that our busyness and preoccupations and worries are distracting us from our Savior who is sitting there with open arms for us like Martha. And by his power, we can eliminate every lie one by one. I want to close with our questions for the week. In what ways have you believed that you were not valuable or are not valuable as a single? And if you are in a relationship or married, how do you feel that you are not valuable in this life? And secondly, how can you become more preventative in recognizing a lie and eliminating it sooner so that it does not spread into a bigger lie? The verse that I would love for us to reflect on this week is 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5. "Since the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but are powerful through God for the demolition of strongholds, we demolish arguments and every proud thing that is raised up against the knowledge of God, and we take every thought captive to obey Christ." So, single sister, I want to encourage you to wear your hat proudly this week. Would you just press in to the fact that you are abundantly loved by God, and that any lies about who you are can be eliminated through the power of the Holy Spirit. We can use God's word as a tool to fight back against anything that comes our way and be reminded of our identity in Christ. And whether we are single or married, divorced or widowed, we have a purpose and a calling to be who we're supposed to be in Christ. I hope that you have an amazing week, and I'm so thankful that you tuned in today, and I look forward to our interview next week. Have a great day.
Her Many Hats is a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. To hear more from Emma, visit her site, emmadanzy.wordpress.com. If you enjoyed this episode, would you take a minute and leave us a rating and review in your podcast app? It really does help us connect to more listeners like you. This podcast is produced by Kelly Givens and Stephen Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Dedicating time each day to spend feeding our minds and our hearts the truth of God's Word is immensely helpful in our growth as followers of Christ. I'm John Stonge, and each day I host a show called Daily Devotions with Pastor John. On the show, I spend just a few minutes taking an applicational look at one or two verses of Scripture before coming to the Lord in prayer. If you'd like to make a habit of spending more time meditating on the truth of God's Word, You can listen to daily devotions with Pastor John at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.